Open our ears, O Lord, to hear your word and know your voice. Speak to our hearts and strengthen our wills, that we may serve you today, now, and always. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please do be seated. So we are thinking of many things this day. We are celebrating New Year on this benefice service. We're celebrating the season of Epiphany that we are in. And our gospel reading told us of the baptism of Jesus. I can see a common theme within these things. New beginnings, be that because of the time of year or due to a spiritual moment of epiphany, a spiritual revelation, or a spiritual activity, such as the new beginnings following a baptism. A common theme of beginnings. So the new year, I've heard people saying, and indeed to me, I've had people saying, is it too late to wish you a happy new year, Paula? And I say, of course not. We are 11 days into a 365-day year. Well, plus a few extra hours as we orbit the sun. So still very early days. And of course, this new beginning often makes us think of how the past year has been, and we think of anything new we would like to do this coming year. The dreaded New Year resolutions. Maybe some of us are still keeping ours 11 days in. Did you make any? I try to avoid them. Apparently most are given up by the end of January, indeed by mid-January apparently. I've tried a few over the years, though. You know, lose weight, get fitter, start running. Well, not that one for a long time. Earn more money. Not that one for a long time either. But I have kept one New Year's resolution. 6 years ago, I decided I would not buy tea bags for home use anymore. The reason being, and I think that this is the thing, it was a realisation, possibly even an epiphany moment, you could call it. I thought of all the extra processes needed for making tea bags. The production, the energy, the little bags needing to be made, etc. And I actually find loose tea tastier. So I stopped. And I bought special little stainless steel inserts for my mugs, for teapots. And I haven't looked back. I've even converted a few of my children to doing it. So looking at why New Year's resolutions fail, I read that the things I've tried before, like lose weight, start running, well, they're just a bit too vague. And like I said, I actually had this change of heart about using tea bags. Well, anyway, I do not feel it is too late to be wishing folks Happy New Year. And it is never too late to act upon a change of heart about something, a realization we might have that you want to change something you do in your life, whatever time of year. So here we are on the second Sunday of Epiphany. This season, our Bible readings particularly focus on revelations to individuals, to groups of people about who Jesus is. This season we read and reflect on how others have been transformed following moments of epiphany. Last week we heard of the Magi, the three kings, following the star, knowing the star would lead them to a newborn king from their studies. But they found a baby in a stable. And as they offered their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, these learned men, these wise men, in a moment of epiphany or revelation, they realized that this baby was not just an earthly king, but the Messiah, a baby both human and divine, who had come to earth to do amazing things, to be our savior. And today we hear of a new beginning in our gospel reading, when Jesus was baptized as an adult. At the start of his ministry and focus of his work here on earth. Jesus being baptized around about the age of 30 by John the Baptist. And at this event, a further revelation is made to all those who are around him. As the heavens open when Jesus comes up out of the water, a dove lights upon him, and a voice from the heavens says, "This is my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. This is my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased." I'm baptizing a young child later this month, here in this church, actually. And sometimes this Bible text is chosen by the parents to be read. And I say, we may not hear these words being spoken over the child or the adult that is baptized. I never like to say we never will. Don't hold back on what God might do. But I say we may not hear these words being spoken. But we can imagine the connection baptism offers for us when we read of this account. The opportunity for connection between heaven and earth is made, is entered into. And although we may not hear the words or see a dove alight upon the candidate's head, we can know and remember this is how God felt when Jesus was baptized. God used this moment for all those around to see who this wonderful human being was, is, Jesus, both human and divine. And God made this public declaration for all to see and for us to read about now. And for us, when we make public declarations of baptism, of confirmation, of coming to church on a Sunday morning, we are giving God opportunities to make known to us that he loves us dearly and is very pleased with us. Each time we make these public declarations, we are offering a new beginning and opportunity for a new start, a new revelation to happen to us. And it's not even for public declarations. But opening the Bible, taking the time to stop and pray during our day, at home, as we go about our day, we offer up ourselves to God and give God the opportunity to declare his love for us. And maybe we will discover a new revelation being made to us. We will have a moment of epiphany. Something I also wanted to mention today before I finish is the glory of God. Last week, I picked out that from the readings, the glory of God rising amongst us and how we become part of this glory of God. I think it was from the Isaiah reading last Sunday. And Isaiah said that the glory of God, his presence coming amongst us in Jesus, well, we become part of that glory. We begin to radiate it out too. And this week again, we have Isaiah, the great prophet, foretelling the coming of Jesus. And Isaiah writes, "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him." And Isaiah goes on to say, "He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth." He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth. Now, Isaiah is speaking on behalf of God. The Lord is speaking these words. And Isaiah is passing these words on to us, prophesying what God is saying. And our world today is in great need for such a leader as Jesus. And he is here. A leader who will not give up. And we as Christians, followers of Christ, must not fail to believe that. All our offerings of charity giving, of kindness to our neighbours, near and far, through the offering of our prayers, well, we build on this great truth. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth. I think we can say hallelujah to that. Let us be inspired at the beginning of this new year to refresh our hope in the amazing power of our Creator God, who has created this amazing universe, that this little planet of us, well, it is part of this amazing universe, and somehow it orbits its way around the sun in 365 days, plus a little extra. Let us open ourselves to moments of revelation of God's presence in our lives. Let us shine out because Jesus is not just for Christmas. Let us pray that this new year will be a year we feel God's love in Christ, that as individuals, as churches, in our parishes, as a nation, we will grow and radiate the glory of God amongst us. A power that will not grow faint or be crushed. Amen.